Hello, I'm Anthony Horowitz, and the publishers have asked me to add my own voice to this recording, to read the acknowledgements page. But before I do that, can I just thank you for listening to Close to Death and for supporting my work? It's incredible to think that this is my 56th novel, starting with my first children's book, published exactly 46 years ago. It would be nice to think that one or two of you who read me then are listening to me now. I have another 7 books planned in the Hawthorne series, so there's still a distance we can travel together, if you're up for it. Anyway, here are the acknowledgements. This was quite a complicated novel to write, mainly because of the different timelines. The events at Riverview Close take place during the months of June and July 2014, but it wasn't until 2019 that Hawthorne and I sat down and he told me about the death of Giles Kenworthy and what had followed. We had a series of meetings over a period of 8 weeks. I didn't actually finish writing the book until April 2020, missing the Christmas deadline that my agent Hilda Stark had demanded. It didn't matter anyway. For one reason and another, Close to Death has only been published in 2024, so there was no need for all that pressure in the first place. I only mention this because I want to pay a special tribute to my copy editor, Caroline Johnson, who has had to pull together all the separate strands, work out what was happening and when, where I was at the time, what Hawthorne was doing, and how it all fitted together. Without her, the book wouldn't have made any sense at all, although, conversely, if there are any mistakes, it's entirely her fault. By coincidence, I actually moved to Richmond shortly after I finished the book, and I want to thank the writer Michael Frayne, who provided me with further details about Riverview Close and its residents. He happens to live near the Close, and I was very fortunate to meet him. I was also given some very useful insights by Harry Matavu, KC, a senior silk at the Commercial Bar, who has been recognised 4 times running by Powerlist as one of the most influential black professionals in the UK. I had, of course, spoken to Andrew Pennington, but Harry told me a great deal more. A word of thanks to John Emin, who had briefly resided in Riverview Close. He was so pleased to be mentioned in the book that he gave a generous donation to Homestart in Suffolk, a brilliant charity working in the community. I'm a patron. I'm also grateful to Geoffrey Hunter-White, my online stress counsellor, based in Palm Springs, who was always ready with advice and support. As always, my wife, Jill Green, was the first person to read the manuscript and gave me some excellent notes. I do wonder how I'd cope without her. With my sons, Nicholas and Cassian, my 2 daughters-in-law, Iona and Sophia, and now a new arrival, Leander Horowitz, I'm extremely lucky to have a close family around me and one that fills the vacuum in which all writers live. My assistant, Tess Cutler, continues to organise my life and to stop me making commitments I can't possibly fulfil. My agent, Hilda Stark, is often too busy to take my calls, but her assistant, Jonathan Lloyd, is always there for me. The team at Penguin Random House is listed separately, but I want to extend a special thank you to Darren Bennett for the terrific map at the front of the book. I do like maps in murder mysteries. And to Glenn O'Neill for working tirelessly to create the new style for all the covers. My editor, Selena Walker, is the spider at the heart of the web, but not a poisonous one like Gemma Beresford's jewellery. You wouldn't be reading this without her. And finally, a big shout-out for Rory Kinnear, who has read all 5 of the Hawthorne books with a flair and a fluency that I have almost certainly been unable to emulate. Listening to him read my character is a weird, out-of-the-body experience, but in fact his entire performance is something of a masterclass. Recording audiobooks is an extraordinary skill in itself, and I'm very lucky to have him.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Close to Death, a novel by Anthony Horowitz, presented by HarperCollins and Harper Audio. Executive producer Haley Silverman. Text copyright 2024 by Anthony Horowitz. Production copyright 2024 by Penguin Audio. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.